analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special guest
today. We do.
Dr. Sherwood is with us, and he is going to share with us what he is passionate about and what we need to become more passionate about.
Well, the Men's and the Walking Encyclopedia, which most people have stopped reading, so we need help.
So it is about being physically fit and, you know, honoring the temple of God that he's given us. So you take it away, doctor.
Just get some background. How you got where you are right now? How did you get to this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. And thank you guys so much for having me. It's truly an honor. I've heard a lot about you guys, and it's been all good. So it's been wonderful. And I'm truly honored to be on the podcast with you today. Very much appreciate it. What got me/my wife, us where we are is everybody has a story. I'll just be very brief with mine. And as we go into that, I kind of had experience in professional baseball and before I was on the police department for 2 decades. That kind of got me going in a sense of health, as I understood in my time on the SWAT team when I was there. People were dying because of decisions they made, and it was heartbreaking. I watched my fellow officers, male and female, die because of decisions they made, and then I watched people that we had to deal with die because of decisions they made. It wasn't all about decisions they make with physical health, but it was, in a sense, with the people I dealt with, because I watched my brothers and sisters that I would go out there and try to, you know, do a good job and serve my community well, but I watched them get more and more unhealthy over time, and that began to break my heart. And the average life expectancy, I learned quickly, for the male retired 20-year service police officer right here in Oklahoma and even in Tulsa is 66 and 64 years of age, respectively. Wow. Which has not changed for 50 years. And that I found that to be tragic. And that got me on a pathway to study and learn and figure out what I could do to more better protect and serve my fellow man. And of course, that led me into this whole endeavor of trying to understand what I could do to protect and serve the world better. And of course, it's amazing what God does is he directs our paths and paints our current. And, my seasons last 5 years in the police department, I was inundated with this responsibility to create a wellness program, which we did not have. And of course, that got me in school. And I just kind of continued my schooling and until I became a naturopathic physician. And now I get to work with my wife, Dr. Michelle Neal Sherwood, and she's an osteopath and a naturopath. So we get the best of both worlds here. And it's been fascinating as God has used that to bring about healing to mankind. And this is a healing ministry. And in a nutshell, is, you know, I've been around ministry for the majority of my adult life. So we were talking about prior to taping, I was in the power team for 12 years. So I've been around the world, and I know that we all have one thing in common. Mm-hmm. That's our physical health. And if we really understand that and understand that this thing we walk around in is our business card to glorify and shine the light of God to the world, that is what we've got to get. And that's what we got to really take care of, because this thing we have, this flesh suit, if we are a believer, is not our own. So that's a little bit about my history and a little bit about my passion.
Well, recently we have a mutual friend that you have worked with that has, I know has had some health problems, mm-hmm. and had gained quite a bit of weight, but he's lost a ton of weight and looks fabulous. And he credits it by coming and working with you. And
looks tremendous. I mean, what a turnaround.
Yeah.
Incredible turnaround.
So we've seen firsthand, we need to make an appointment.
Get on in here. Come on. Yeah,
so, a fellow cheeseburger coming on.
Wait a minute. Oh my gosh, the last supper I smell, right?
Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned him. He, just because, you know, the fascinating thing I want us to understand today is just because we have excess weight does not necessarily mean we're that unhealthy, or at the same time, does losing weight make us more healthy? But per capita, we know that the obesity crisis is literally crushing our world.
Yes.
And it's one of the things we need to get. And excess adipose tissue on our frame does more than just create excess weight that makes us hurt when we move around. Mm-hmm. It does also create a habitat for toxins to be stored and inflammation to be signaled. So it's really this organ in itself that creates nothing but damage. So the ability of one to get the excess fat off the frame is very normal if we just give it the right tools and information. And specifically with the person you're talking about, I can give you some examples. Comes in roughly October of 2020, and he's probably 350-ish. Mm-hmm. Big guy anyway, so I mean, just too large, obviously. I think now, at the time of this, you know, viewing, we're here in 1st of April, at the time of this recording, he's probably down 65, 70 pounds. Shocking. But the fascinating thing is he also had conditions that were said to be disease conditions of his physical body, and those are gone. What a praise really? God miracle. They're gone. Wow. And it's just, if we understand the body is meant based upon God's design to heal itself. Uh-huh. And you have a pretty cool scripture reference to that later if you want to. But if we get the things out that creates the impairment to healing, the body will bring healing there in itself because that's where God resides. And it's done it in his life. He actually shared a funny testimony. We had an event, and the guy, you know, he was a former youth pastor, so everything's about object lessons, right? So right. The guy comes up, and he goes, "You mind if I do an object lesson?" I'm like, okay. You know, I didn't know what I was getting into. You guys know that. Yeah. So he walks out there toting this 40-pound bag of dog food, and he says, "Hey, guys," and we're in front of, you know, more than 200 people out there in the ballroom, and he goes, "I lost this in the last 3.5 months or something like that. 40 pounds of dog food." And it was a great illustration. So I just, I credit this hard work, and we just give God all the praise and glory for that.
Well, I think what you do right now, you know, a little over 100 years ago, everything changed when the industrial age came into being. I mean, everybody grew up on a farm that worked all day. There was no, you can't go to a Quick Trip, a 7-Eleven, or a fast food place. There's no drive through McDonald's. There's nothing. You either cook it or you don't eat it. You grow it or you don't eat it. So there were no, I don't remember any fat people in my family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters. So to my father-in-law, they're all skinny, but they worked all the time. But then the factory thing came along and everything started to change. And so all of a sudden you could just see when I was a school administrator 40 years ago, I mean, the kids in a 10-year span, and by the time they ended my last year, my 10th year there, they were portly. I mean, they're coming in. Boy, I mean, there are some big kids coming in the door, and it's like, it wasn't good. I mean, you see it's affecting everything and everybody.
Yeah, and it's interesting what changed was, you know, and you're right. You go back and look at history, and this is a fascinating statistic, so I'll tell you. Our genetics have changed only 2% in 10,000 years. That's it. So we have the same genetics as you guys do. Basically, Noah and his wife, when they hopped off the boat, you know, after the world was destroyed, you know. Same genetics. So does that tell you that we have the capability to, I don't want to say live longer, but I want to say live better, unless we do, because you look back at the, you know, from that point forward, all the way through the New Testament, you don't see this thing called obesity talked about unless it's, you know, subtly talked about in by the kings, you know, they have this gluttonous food that we talk about. Right. And then you see diseases in the New Testament or of cleanliness, of accidents, you know, and things like that, or maybe some sort of pathological issue, you know. But today we have these self-created diseases, such as an increase in heart disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancers, autoimmune conditions, osteoporosis. These are, and I hope we catch this term, diseases of the affluent. Diseases of the affluent. So our behavior has been driven by, as you mentioned, a change in our environment. So we had this, I'm being sarcastic when I say this, we had this miraculous invention of the government's involvement in our food. They created the food pyramid. Remember that?
Yes.
What a horrific, stupid error of mistake. And today, I mean, let's be honest, it's funny, but it's not funny. America created the Western diet.
Yep.
and we have created obesity, and now we're exporting it around the world.
Yes,
that is not something to be proud of. That's something to be, frankly, embarrassed by.
Yes.
And in the body of Christ, we don't need to be part of that problem anymore because it's crushing our world. We watch this pandemic thing, you know, and no matter what we think about that, the unhealthiness of our environment was exposed. We got exposed in our unhealthiness physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yes.
I didn't look at it as a negative. I looked at it as a positive. I know when my enemy comes at me, if he tips his hand and lets me know what he's going to do, man, I'm on it. I'm like, I'm on it. I'm going to strengthen everything. And that's been our mission since. But as you know, the government subsidized the following things: wheat, grains, corn, soy, dairy, sugar. Need I say more? None of those, N-O-N-E, all caps, all letters, are fit for consumption for anybody, young, old, heavy or not, because they're all genetically modified, chemically filled, and flat out dangerous, inflammatory, and carcinogenic across the board. But yet, we live in a system that those things are perpetuated. You guys, we live in this Babylonian society, and we're not called to be of the world anymore. No, we never were.
Right.
But we can't participate in that. We have to like live things from a kingdom standpoint and really begin to look at things differently.
Well, somebody's got to come on like, yeah, I remember we're out in West Texas a few years ago doing a seminar, and this guy, he's got a family, I think there's 10 of them in the family. They farm 4,000 acres. Mm-hmm. He pulls off the side of the road, soybeans, everywhere, corn, pulls off the side of the road, and they just harvest his stuff. And he gets out, he's Joe, come over there, and he stick a hand in the dirt. He picked the dirt up, and he held him and said, what do you see in this dirt, Joe? I'm looking, I said, well, I don't see anything. He said, no, get another, you got another big handful. He said, look, what do you see in this dirt? I said, nothing. He said, that's right. This dirt is dead. It's dead dirt. The stuff it produces is dead corn, dead wheat. There's no nutrition in it whatsoever, but it'll grow a big ear of corn. But if you eat it, you don't get any nutrition whatsoever.
Yep.
We're killing everything off. And so I thought, man, somebody needs to do a video on this. No, Joe, they made videos. People just don't watch it. They're too busy going through the drive-thru. And so it's going to take somebody out of the ordinary to somehow, and it's got to be your greatest challenge. You've got this incredible secret that you don't want to be a secret. How do I appeal to people? Tell me something about the Fork Your Diet. Tell me about that, how that came about.
So Fork Your Diet is one of our three books. It was our second one, our second bestseller, which we're pretty proud of that one. It came about with the idea that most of our diseases, Joe, you guys, are created by our lifestyle. So these diseases of lifestyle are there, and we wanted to give people a handbook to really understand, you know, what's creating disease process and what creates this chronic systemic inflammatory problem, and then kind of what to do about it. And so when you kind of look at our books in sequential order, Quest for Wellness is very basic. It gives one the ability to start somewhere physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, to kind of move. Fork Your Diet gets a little more clinical and what to test, how to get involved, and then we get to this one called Surviving the Garden of Eden, to kind of look back from a great title, huh? To try to look back from a physical perspective, what went wrong and how that, you know, Satan in Genesis 3 used food, the concept of food, this relationship that you talked about with the ground.
Yes.
He attacks that. He's still attacking it. That's his main source of attack with human beings, because we are made from the dirt. And so we have this unique, interesting, synergistic relationship with the ground. And if we just would, again, rethink that, that would be important. But, you know, those books are meant to be handbooks for folks to get into their life and begin to, you know, think differently, sort of get that renewal of mind concept.
You know, one of the fascinating things, I think, in the last several decades, the number of workout places that have popped up all over the country, even our city, I mean, very popular, very successful, very big, and 24 hours a day. And you realize, okay, well, somebody woke up and they realized they're making money because somebody realized, you know, I need to get in shape. I need to get in shape.
Yeah.
But things getting in shape is one thing, but what you're putting in the mouth, that there's still not a whole lot of education in that, you know? So we're still like naive. You know, if there's a lot of big overweight people, me being one, walk into that place like, man, I had a good workout. Well, what did you eat today? You know, did you put that on a piece of paper? And so we realized, you know, you need to kind of keep a diet plan, write something down. And we've gone through it before. If it goes in your mouth, write it down. You know, look at it every day.
The interesting thing is we have a saying that will kind of hit home with all of us. And it, look, I got to tell you, my wife and I we've been doing this a long time. You know, we've been doing it for 40 years, and you get good at what you do if you practice it enough, right? But we're not any better than anybody else. I want to make sure we understand that. But here's the truth that we all need to keep in mind. You can't pray away. You can't pill away. You can't hope away. You can't supplement away. You can't exercise away. You can't hormone away. The persistent choices and consequences of this Western diet. You can't do it. And we need to stop the insanity. You know, I go to churches sometimes and I'm like amazed, and I'm not picking on people. I'm just saying we serve this garbage and we pray for type 2 diabetes, but we're creating it. And it's like, okay, Brother Joe, you're healed. I know that in Jesus' name. Okay, so let's go to the buffet. Celebrate. I mean, it's foolish. And now we have, you know, a lot of sick people that are believers, and that should be so odd when we go to, it should be so odd. Hey, you guys, we haven't seen a sick person at one of our meetings in like months. This is weird. We need to go pray for them and get them well right now. And that's got to be our mentality. And I think we probably have accepted the idea, although deception, that sickness or being overweight or over unhealthy or whatever the case may be is just part of life, and it ought not be.
Yeah. I have a good friend that professor at a local university, pastors a church in another town, and got diagnosed with inoperable colon cancer. Came by my office one day. We've known each other for years, 30 years. Came by my office and said, Jay, you got a minute? I said, sure. I said, I've been diagnosed with inoperable colon cancer. Ooh. And said, he said, I just need to sit and talk a minute. I said, you want to pray? No, I want to pray. I just need to talk. I need to get my head clear. I got to go home and tell my wife. I got to think what I'm going to do. Now, he was in charge of a large cancer treatment center here in the city. And that was he's the head of that thing. He said, listen, I've been dealing with this 10 years, and I haven't seen very much success in any of this. So we went and talked to his wife. Long story short, he called and said, you know, I'm not going to do the treatment. This is just me, Joe. That's my job. That's what I did, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it health-wise. So we went down to someplace in North Georgia. This guy's got a great camp he goes to, and got this book about healthy eating, changing your eating habits. So he went through that for 2 weeks, came back. He dropped like 68 pounds.
Yeah.
He came off his blood sugar medicine. He came off his blood pressure medicine. I mean, he completely like changed. He said, now I still have to watch. I said, I'll eat a piece of pie once a week, but I don't eat a whole pie once a day. I just changed what went into my mouth. And he said, he got a revelation. So there's a big banner on his house, and it says cancer free for 7 years. Call this number. It lives in a beautiful neighborhood. He said, listen, I just changed what stuck in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And so you started hearing these stories like, okay, maybe we need to have more information about this. So what you're doing is phenomenal. I mean, it's going to change people's lives if you get them to listen.
Yeah. And it's been a battle. I'll tell you, we've had the awesome privilege over the last several years to be able to speak in the lives of 8,000 plus people. And this has been fascinating, because right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we're based, who would ever have thought that people from all around the world, you know, seek out this kind of information. We're starting to get some traction. It's happening. But I do know this, that some people, it's like the narrow road and the wide road. Some people are going to get it. Some won't. Some want it. Some frankly don't. And it's okay. And it's heartbreaking though, you guys. I mean, my wife and I, as you guys know, in ministry, I mean, we will absolutely cry over people. I mean, we do carry the burdens that are deep. You know, Jesus was known as the man of sorrows, and I find myself crying over people and the sickness that is. And when somebody doesn't get it, it's truly heartbreaking, because I know there's better. Doesn't mean we don't love them. It means we love them despite it all. But you're right. We need to all the listeners today, please, 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 my prayer is for you right now to just open up your spiritual ears and clear out the noise. Whatever you've heard, stop. open up the bucket of your mind to renew itself and let it be filled with truth. And when that happens, the heart changes. And, you know, right now, my wife and I and the majority of our community, you don't have any trouble with lifestyle choices. It's easy. I don't worry about them on the road. I don't care. I don't worry about it because God always provides. It's not even a discussion. And what we continue to talk about, we continue to empower. And what we empower is going to overpower us. And I find that that's very interesting, you know. So we must begin to sort of channel our focus on truly God and truly his healing power that is in us. Real quick scripture, you guys will get this. Jesus walks into Jerusalem on his last week of life, and he walks in the temple, and he sees something that really agitates him. Remember that? He sees the money changers there, and this is bad, and it hacked him off. He goes and builds a whip and drives them all out, overturns tables, probably looked at as a maniac. Who is this psychopath doing this? But if you look at that, he drove them out of the temple, and then immediately thereafter, people were healed in the temple. Yes. That is a word for us today. We need to drive out the stuff that's got in here and keep out the stuff that impairs God's healing, because there is healing in the temple, because that's where God resides. And this is what, if we just would think differently and allow that to set us free, it becomes quite easy. We don't have to worry about it. You know, and back to the story of the gentleman that you mentioned earlier, you know, has done so well. I mean, he just allowed his mind to be, and he'll tell you it's easy. Yep. You got to talk to him. He will say it because it's not, right? But we talk ourselves into hard all the time. We convince ourselves that changing is hard. And again, it's just, it's like doubt standing at your door saying, "Bet you can't do this, Joe. Bet you can't do this." Yeah. You know, it's like we need to stop and walk right past doubt, right past fear, and right back into our destiny, which is to share God's love and light for the world. You cannot do that while you're sick. That's hard.
Right.
If somebody came to you right now and they said, "Listen, I've heard you. Somebody gave you something, you know, about you. If you could just narrow this thing down." I've had people do this at marriage seminars before, and it's irritating, but it is a good point. A guy came up to me one time and said, "Hey, Joe, great seminar this weekend. Went to all six sessions. If you can narrow this thing down to three things, what three things would you tell me to do?" So I just spit them out. Well, he walked off, and my wife said, "What did you do?" I said, "You can't boil a 6-hour seminar." Well, that's where he's at. You got to meet him where he's at. So he'll do those three things. He'll be back, and he'll ask for the next four. And so, but if somebody was going to ask you, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting serious," what three things would you tell them? Here, you need to do these three things. Where would you start helping somebody that's coming out of the blue? "Hey, I realize I am way over the line here. Give me three things I can do to start going back the right direction." What three things would you tell them to do?
All right. Number one, you got to start believing and speaking with hope that you will be well, that's your destiny.
That's good. I'm going to write that down.
Number two, you have to begin to at least take one meal a day and make it healthy. Just one meal. Didn't say two, didn't say three, just one meal. So that could be, for example, at breakfast, instead of eating cereal, you might eat an omelet. Real simple. And number three, start drinking water as your dominant source of liquid intake.
That's outstanding.
And those three things are big. And if you want a quantification of water, I would say somewhere between 60 and 80 ounces a day would be sufficient for most people. And by doing those three little things, though tiny, they're baby steps, but a baby learns to take a step before he can run. Yeah. And everybody that comes here, we do start them out of baby steps, of course. No judgment. I mean, we all have to start somewhere, and wherever you start is a good place.
Yeah, and you got to somehow be able to help them. You know, the righteous fall seven times a day, but they do get back up. Somehow you got to be positive, like, okay, messed up. Okay, let's come right back on here. Let's get back on this same way. Let's just do this again. Do this for a week or do this for a month. Just do this one thing. Those three things, that's very simple. That's powerful.
Yeah, they're real simple.
Most people think it's just too much. I can't do it. I don't have time. I can't afford it. They want to sell me some crazy diet. No, I can afford to do all three of those things right there, right now. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, you don't have to spend money to get healthy. That's the point. Now, there with us, I mean, you know, there's an anointing on people's various ministries. And if you want that anointing, you just plug into it. That's the point, right? And then it, but we and you in our various ministries, we can't bring change to people. We don't have that power. Our job is to communicate truth and allow God to sort of water those seeds or whatever the case may be, and they grow. And so everyone listening today can do those three things. And when you get done with those three things, again, great, great analogy that you said, you know, go back and ask for number four.
Yep.
Real right. simple. And it makes it, you know, I call it failure proofing your goals. Set them so small that you can't fail, you know.
You guys have a lot of resources. You've written books. Uh-huh. You have a podcast. Yeah. Tell us about where we can get in touch with all of those.
Go to Sherwood.tv. Sherwood.tv. That's kind of our personal website where all those connections. And we've also one movie out already, and another one's going to be coming out any day now. So we're excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, and we can see that there as well.
You can. One movie is available on Amazon. It's the movie Fork Your Diet. It's a little documentary. It's pretty cool. The movie that's coming out sometime soon is called The Prayer List. It's a story about my wife's life. It's a faith-based inspirational story. Just amazing. Yeah, so I can't wait for you guys to see that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so we really appreciate you being with us today and taking the time.
It's life-changing.
But if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, like...
Yeah, like her husband?
Yeah.
How would we be able to do that so that we could make an appointment and get to see you face-to-face?
Well, for you guys, when we get off the podcast here, I'm going to give you my cell phone. And that's how we do that, right? Because we are partners in ministry here, and we are not going to let one another down. Iron does sharpen iron, right? But if someone wants to reach out, go to that website, Sherwood.tv. There's a couple of different places that wherever you are in the country, we can help you. People ask about a 120-day transformation plan. You can kick a link in there, and we'll call you right back and talk about that. We have other more extensive plans too, but wherever you are in the United States and even abroad, we've got people that we help all over. But all the contacts there at Sherwood.tv, and love to have people and love to help them expand our world for God, really.
And your podcast, what's your podcast called?
Yeah, it's called Healthcare's Missing Links right now. We're going to move it to Hope and Health. So that's kind of more what we do. So it'll be called Hope and Health. From this point forward, it's found on all the various channels, including ability to link in and follow that at Sherwood.tv as well.
Okay. Now, thank you so much. This is everybody we meet. We meet people every weekend. We do a new seminar every week, different state, different city. There are people everywhere that need this. And so you make it so, it's got to make it simple enough that I can start that. Those three things, anybody can do those three things. And so thank you for doing that. So it's been incredible.
Yeah, thank you so much for being our guest. And we sure enjoyed talking to you. I know there's a ton of information.
Yeah.
We barely scratched the surface. So, but you could probably talk for days about it. But because we only have a 30-minute podcast. but we'll have you on again sometime. Thank you so much,
Doctor.
My pleasure. I just really love you guys and appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You too. Thank you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.